News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Students could be saying goodbye to the vending machines, unhealthy food in canteens, and also lunch breaks spent sitting down on their phones, because schools could be set to change now with a range of new recommendations that have been made by the joint Oireachtas Committee for Education and Skills in an effort to try and tackle childhood obesity. So to discuss, we're joined by the HSE Clinical Lead in Obesity, Professor Donal O'Shea. Donal, a very good morning.
Good morning.
Just first of all, these recommendations, the banning of unhealthy drinks, snacks, food, vending machines, etc., is it a step in the right direction?
It is a step in the right direction, and this report, it's from the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Skills, but there's three Oireachtas committees now looking at childhood obesity. 5 years ago, it was just health looking at, so you've got Children and Youth Affairs looking at it, Education and Skills, and Health. And that just shows you that everybody is beginning to say, actually, it's a problem, and it's a problem beyond health that we must address. And this report is actually being a bit more radical. You know, the HSE are saying we have to move gradually towards healthy vending, or, you know, so that anything that is sold in schools or in any vending machine really is the healthy option. The HSE are saying we'll do it gradually, 60-40 healthy to start, and then aiming towards zero. This committee is saying just no unhealthy options, and in school environments, no vending machines. And, you know, I think we are in a situation where childhood obesity has increased tenfold in the last 30 years.
Yeah, the statistics are pretty, they're pretty striking. Like,
When you read it, and this is where the repeated messaging is important. You can sometimes, when you're in the middle of dealing with the problem, become numb to it. And then you read tenfold increase in childhood obesity in the last 30 years. You read that kids going into junior infants are now wearing uniforms, school uniforms that are way bigger than the junior infants were even 10 years ago. So year on year, the teachers are seeing an increase in the size of outsized uniforms in junior infants.
Can I just ask, Donal, the recommendations, an outright ban on vending machines, free drinking water available to be made available in schools, unhealthy food and drinks also no longer available in the canteens and the tuck shops. What else do you think could be done to try and, like, are further measures also required?
Oh, absolutely further. You know, I mean, you need a suite of measures, and it's referred to. I mean, this is a report based on one day of presentations and submissions to the Oireachtas Committee, so you can't cover everything, but it does touch on a lot, and it touches on the need to involve planning and the department of the departments relevant to planning, so that you get the right environment around a school for physical activity, the right environment around schools for students to be able to walk or cycle to school. You know, that has to become safe. Mm-hmm. It emphasises the importance of cooking skills to be taught from a very young age. And I think, for me, it's the radical tone of saying, look, enough of this phased, gradual, act and act definitively. And you've got to favour that, because the current environment is still producing way too much obesity in our younger children.
Can I just ask you finally, Donal, we've been talking about this throughout the course of the programme this morning. This issue, problem, whatever way you want to describe it, it's costing the state around €1 billion a year in terms of treating individuals of all ages who are overweight and obese. Just with going back to the schools, like, are these measures any use if the work, I suppose, isn't being done, or parents aren't trying to roll this out at home themselves? Because a lot of the messages that we've been getting in from our listeners this morning is that there should be a greater focus on parental responsibility as well.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a focus on parental responsibility, and measures that are introduced in schools now are educating the parents of the next generation. So our secondary school students who are now doing PE, if you like, as a leaving cert course, you know, that's a new thing that's just been introduced. They're going to be parents in 10 to 15 years' time. And you've got to accept that the time frame in which you're going to turn the obesity epidemic around is not 3 to 5 years, it's 30 to 50 years, and you've got to put that lens on. But you've got to act radically now so that our parents in 10 to 15 years' time are healthier parents having healthier pregnancies.